Welcome to Soul Perspective on CKUT 90.3 FM or www.ckut.ca. Hosted and engineered by Generation Z, a project out of Love, Leave Out Violence, and the Burgundy Urban Mediation Project, Bump. We started our show with the song NESTA by Antibalas. We have a big group in the studio with us today, and I want you guys to introduce yourselves.
Okay, well, basically, my name's Reno Valet. You can check me out on YouTube. So, yeah, that's basically what I'm going by.
Jay Fresh here. Yeah. You can check me out, too, on Facebook.
And I am one of your hosts, Donna. On our show today, we will be having five segments for you. The first is called What to Do After School. You'll hear from TJ and Joshua about do's and don'ts and some places you can go after your school activities.
Second, you'll hear our Youth and Technology segment from Jordan. He'll be speaking about ways youth use social media, computers, and cell phones, and the pros and cons involved in these technologies.
Third, you'll be hearing about youth and power relations segment, which will be led by one of our hosts, Nathan.
Yes, I am the other host. And then you will hear our art and expression piece, which focuses on tattoos,
piercings. Yes.
Oh, okay. And poetry, and will be led by our host on the other side, Donna.
Me, yay.
Or rainbow, whichever you want to call it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, and last, we will hear about hip-hop in Montreal from Tavon or Nelson. We will also...
We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who we're hearing from. We will also hear a bit from the Teen Fress from Soul Perspective, Chris. Stay tuned.
Download mixtapes.org.
So let's toast to that. It's the celebration. So let's toast to that. It's the celebration. Let's toast to that.
Toast to the street life. This is how we eat, right? Strip hard, stretch bars. Gotta keep the heat tight. Toast to the connect. Cheers to the sheep price. Toast to those two foul. Avoiding the three strikes. New range, the cash we took. I threw shoes on the sport, it cut athlete's foot. The guard flashed the gems. I nicknamed your girl Kim. Cause every time the car dash, she in. Yeah, I used to scrape the plate. Brillo, had the head swinging back and forth. Willow, cops tried to ban me from the court. Billow, rally, still with his girl, but he knows she ain't a dime. I can see that sell you like shit. Those are just dimes, I can see they sell you like shit. Fred the guard, Jada Kiss, what's close to that? Now let's toast to that.
So let's toast to that.
Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from me.
The
streets took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all, this is toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
It's the celebration.
So let's toast to that.
It's the celebration.
Let's toast to that.
Uh-oh. Still squeezing the juice out of the headphones. Yeah, yo, put your bottles in the air and make noise with them. Send your girls to the rear and let my boys hit them. 50 large, all 100 chip ahoys with them. Cash, full-length minks on, all the toys with them. For those not here, for those still employed with them. We celebrating the times we enjoyed with them. Yes. In a way, a part of me was destroyed with them. Try talking to the Lord, I get annoyed with them. Things take a hit, feel like Floyd hit them. It was never beef, everything was soy with them. Ex-rhythm hunter, used to enjoy rhythm. Yeah. As the years went by, he learned more wisdom. Always kept cigars and burned more lism. We all die, the object is to avoid prison. Yeah, if you ain't paying respect, then you supposed to, cause that's really something to toast. Yeah.
So let's toast to that.
Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from me.
To that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all, this is toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
It's the celebration.
So let's toast to that.
It's the celebration.
Let's toast
yo,
to that.
Watch who you around if you in between the streets. May all your ups and downs be in between the sheets. Cheers. It's only two choices, the powder or the hard, son. Jay to the forefather and Fred the godson.
Jay the kiss top five, Fred is the future. Yeah, it's about to get ugly, Medusa. Life's still a bitch, when I spit, I seduce her. Toast from the balls to the shoes.
So let's toast to that.
Yeah. Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from me.
So let's toast to that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. Say for y'all, this is a toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
It's a celebration.
So let's toast to that.
It's a celebration.
So let's toast to that.
Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably
so
got it from me.
So let's toast to that.
The streets took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all, this is a toast to them.
So let's toast to that.
It's a celebration.
So let's toast to that.
It's a celebration.
AKA Reno Valet on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Generation Z in Montreal.
Yeah, ici Imad en direct de l'émission Generation Z. Oh là là, j'ai foiré.
You just heard the track Let's Toast to That by Jadakiss. Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to Soul Perspective, hosted and engineered by Generation Z. Up now, we'll hear from TJ and Joshua about what to do after school. But first, we're going to hear a song chosen by our DJ, Joshua. This is the song Not Afraid by Eminem.
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them. But you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. For me, so fuck the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up, everything's just stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans of us, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From Infinite down to that last relapse album, he's still shitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
And cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last relapse CD was aired. Perhaps I ran an accent into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to crack loud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. You up to back down, but I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks.
I'm
now.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. Way. So
to get clean. I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no stingers and drop dead. No more beef flingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
CKUT 90.3 FM is looking for a financial coordinator. The candidate should have experience keeping a complete set of books, be computer proficient, possess excellent organizational skills, and have the ability to work in a community environment. Bilingualism is a definite asset. This is a part-time, permanent position at 21 hours per week. The pay is $14.66 per hour. The job starts mid-August 2011. Deadline for applications, Monday, July 25th. Send CV and cover letter to accounting@ckut.ca. For more information, visit ckut.ca/jobs.
It is Reno Valet on CKUT 90.3 FM. You know what it is. If you're not on this channel, then I don't know what you're doing, bruh.
This is Generation Z from the I Love Bergs program, and you are now listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sound C K K
U
T T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Hello. What? Yeah.
And now we're going to hear from TJ and Josh about what to do after school.
Hey, hello. Good night. It's TJ. I'd like to talk to you guys a little bit about things you could get into after school. And I'll tell you a little bit about why I got into this subject. Because, well, we all know when you have nothing to do, you kind of, as a kid, you always find, like, mischievous things to do, right? So, I don't know. Me, I know how it is because I did I got into my trouble. And then, I don't know, like, you know, it's not good. So, I'm going to just ask my colleagues a little bit of questions to see, find out what they do after school. So, I'm going to ask Jay Fresh, what do you do after school? Could you please tell us what you get into after school?
Well, me, there's a few days. Actually, on Mondays, I go to a rap program. So, like, basically, we listen to beats and just write. And then maybe, like, on Saturday, we get together and we just spit our verses and make a track. Well, obviously, other than that, I go to Love. It's not, yeah, it's pretty fun, you know? You go, sorry, my bad. You go, you write stuff, like, about your life. You write poems. Then after they publish it in the newspaper that we have, and it's in Toronto, it's in whatever places. Israel.
All over.
Yeah.
New York,
Halifax.
New York, yeah, Toronto?
Yeah, T-Dot, Halifax.
Yeah,
Vancouver.
We have those locations. Yeah, it's basically what I do. Or I just stay after school for more help. You know, that's another good thing you can do to improve your marks and stuff.
Yeah, get into that school.
Like, don't be scared. If you need help for something, don't be shy. Just get go it. Ask your teacher. Of course, you're gonna get help. So yeah.
Shit, that sounds like something nice. I like Reno Valley. Can you tell me what you get into after school?
I'm gonna have to correct you on that. It's Reno Valet. But
okay. All right. Okay.
All right. After school, let's see. Like J Fresh, I also go to the rapping thing on Mondays. Yes, shout out to Fifth Element. Yeah, I go there. You heard his description about that. I don't know. I like to spend my time. It's either I'm doing my work for school or something, or I'm at home. Since I'm an artist, yeah, I go home and I just like I do what I do best, you know. I write songs or you think of something. I don't know. And I dance also, so shout out to Explosive Boys on that too. So yeah.
Yeah. Break out the moves. So you guys go to rap? Where you guys rap at?
It's a chalet, you can say. Near what's that park?
It is
in Little Burgundy. Wow, I can't believe I forgot. Does anybody know?
Yes, it's Campbell Park.
Campbell Park. Oh, that little shack there.
Yes, the shack.
Sorry, my bad.
Forgetful memory.
So it's at. It's at Campbell's. So if you have any little other artists that wanna spit, I don't know, you guys probably could go over and, you know, drop some tracks, drop some lyrics.
Also in Youth in Motion. Don't forget Youth in Motion. You guys could go over to Youth in Motion. It's like not far from Campbell Park. You know, go there. There's a studio in there, so if you're a little inspiring artist, you know, you could go there. Have your instrumentals ready, have everything you need to know. All your lyrics and everything, and go and enjoy yourself, you know?
Yeah, just break it down, you know?
Yeah,
I did my first track there.
So did
so
I.
So happy.
I'm back.
Jeez,
that was a fire track. Just have to say.
All right, cool. You guys are dead. Donna, can you tell me what you get into?
Well, me, after school, honestly, I go home. I do. I'm in like because I don't go to high school, so I go to a different kind of school. I do distance education, so basically I stay after school, I do extra work, I even go in like early and go and just do work and, you know, help out. We do like mad programs, so it's like we have like leadership and like we're opening like this cafe and all that stuff. So, you know, I try to help out as much as possible when I go to school. I also come to Love, you know. I used to go to Love when I was in high school, so, you know, I was like, okay, let me continue. Yeah, you know, I just try to keep myself busy, keep myself off the street, keep myself out of trouble.
Yes, stay out the metros, go home. It's either stay in school or go home or go to a youth program.
If you go
somewhere
on the metro, you're going to get harassed.
Not even harassed, yo. I don't know. Kids be doing some odd stuff these days. You know, chilling in the metro. Oh, but no. You guys think you're cool.
All right, so I'm going to give you guys a couple of places you guys could go. You guys could go to Youth in Motion, like they said. It's 12 to 18. If you want that number, you could get it at... It's 514-931-5510. I'll say it again. 514-931-5510. You could go to Les Compet. It's 12 to 18 years old, too. 514-933-9943. I don't know that place. You guys could go to Leave Out Violence. That's where my team came from. So it's 514-938-006. 514-938-006. And, what was that?
Yeah, so...
And Bump, which is 514-931-3157. So you guys check it out. And that's my segment right there. Thank you very much.
All right, so right now we're about to go into a song right now.
We got Titan in the house. You know, you know.
Shit, I was waiting for someone to mention that I stepped into place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure, I'm here.
Yes, he's here.
CKUT, Soul Perspective. I'm all nervous and stuff. Came a little late. But I'm here, you know what I mean? Better late than never. So it's popping. What are we about to get into?
I think we're about to play a song right now.
Yep.
What track?
By Mr. Reno Valet.
By Mr. Reno.
Oh, it's by me?
Uh-oh.
It's by me. No, it's not Don's. No. It's I'm crazy, yo.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
You just listened to the track Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Before that, you heard TJ talk about what to do after school.
So, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. You are tuned in into a very special edition of Soul Perspective, hosted and engineered by Generation Z. And I also want to give a special thank you to TELUS Community Fund, which allowed Love to participate in this great initiative.
Awesome, boom. Up next, we'll be hearing from our host, Donna, all about art and expressions. But first, here's a track by myself, Reno Valet, Moment for Life Remix. Stay tuned.
Schroeder.
Do stay tuned.
Little Wayne is his drug.
but still I find there's no time to retreat. Ring around the rosy, but don't try and pose me. Always time for living, but no time to die. Got nothing to say, but gotta stay fly. Probably goofball, all lullabies. Happiness is a face I put up now. Live my life and you will see why. Not saying that mine the worst, but that my words, I gotta come first. This is my life and I am the author and I create words. Don't judge my cover, no money to look good. Living places where wannabes remake the hood, thinking that we so good. Oh, I'm a G, you can't touch me. Looking at the rate of things, Rena's gonna live past 30. Not trying to push things, just trying to make history. Never failed it, I might as well do it. Everyone trying to rewrite it, so I'ma rewind it and add myself to it. Cause I'm that kind of fluid to get you up and have your head moving. Bopping to the beat, cause I really can't do it. It's a natural thing when you're with me. Then you will see life ain't a game but a victory. And I do big things that leave you dizzy. And that's for the people who never with me. See, you never gonna make it in the industry. But now look at me, just be the real me. Never front what you got unless it's a freebie. I'm like Martin LK speaking freely. I'm on my podium, I gotta watch my sodium. Underneath the ground is where I lie like petroleum. Gotta get to class to learn my curriculum. Listen to me and you overdose on potassium. Wanna know me? Then why you asking them? I got 13 clips of empty folk in your head that leave 9-2, spray the rest of your clip. So don't test me unless you got a death wish. Shame you think a thing, oh tis tis. You get your ass whipped, don't get mad if I got your chick. Never knew she can drive stick, so I'ma take her home, with a cool whip. You be surprised when she wanna lick, but I don't feel you, so I never want to. I want a real girl who ain't easy to get through. I want that type to give you that look, tell you you're doing something stupid, boo. And say, boy, you're the one. A bond tight like super glue. Now that's a real boo. Who's meant for you? But until I find that one, I press continue. On to the next one, I got a dip set. Cause I see the other guy and he looking like your ex. Yeah, Jabir, here
this
we go.
This is the reason why I live my life. My life. My life. I got no one. This is my moment, I waited all my life, I can see it's time. I waited all my life for this time now, someone please say it's right. These are the moments that I feel alive, alive, alive. This is the reason I just wanna survive, survive, survive. I wanna do this for the rest of my life.
All right. You just heard a track from myself, R-E-N-O-V-A-L-A-Y, Reno Valet. That was the Moment for Life remix. So right now we're going to go to our next host, Donna, and we're going to hear what she has to say about art and expression.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening. So, yeah, and today in the studio, I have Jason Blackbird Selman, an artist and a musician very well known in the Montreal scene. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm a musician, I play trumpet, and I'm a poet. So that means writing and also performing poetry on my own and also with the groups that I'm in, Community and Nomadic Massive.
Okay. How did you get started, like, with your music and stuff like that?
Well, I did trumpet in high school, mm-hmm. And then after high school, I just kind of got into different bands, just playing around town.
Okay.
So it was kind of natural.
Okay. What inspired you to, like, write your poetry?
I think when I was about 15, 16, I started writing, and it wasn't anything that I shared. I think I was really shy about it.
Yeah.
But I was lucky because all my best friends were writing, mm-hmm. and we weren't sharing with each other what we were writing because we were all nervous about it, and we thought it wasn't cool to be writing poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But then two of my friends who were twins took a poetry class in CEGEP, and you know, they were like totally hooked and started writing a lot, and they started sharing what they had with the rest of us, mm-hmm. and then we started to kind of start going to poetry nights and stuff, and we formed a poetry band. So it was drums, bass, trumpet, sax, and poetry. So that's kind of how I started just playing. That was like my first band.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, it was a little nerve-wracking, but eventually over time, you realize that you like it and you feel good doing it. That, you know, I remember the first time I had the paper in my hand and my hand was shaking, and I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
But after, I felt so much better. So I think it was that feeling of, I guess, catharsis, of just feeling, you know, released and feeling relieved about getting what I had on my heart and on my mind off.
Yeah.
That stayed with me, and you know, things kind of built from there.
Yeah, because I used to write poetry, but like, I don't know, I just stopped. But I don't know, I like poetry, I love poetry, like I like reading books about it and stuff like that. So like, that's why when I heard like you wrote poems and stuff like that, I was like, are you serious? Like, I want to read his stuff, like, you know. But yeah, I want to ask you something. What do you think about like tattoos and piercing? Do you consider that as art?
It has to be considered art. I mean, it's somebody's skill as an artist, you know, on someone's body. So you can't say it's not art.
Yeah.
I mean, that's indisputable, you know.
Yeah.
It, I mean, whether it's well done or not is a whole different story. And I think the body as a canvas is not the easiest canvas to use. Mm-hmm. But you can't dispute whether it's art or not.
Yeah, okay. So I see you have your trumpets. Can you please play some for us?
Yeah.
Listen up, people. Thank you so much for playing that. That was really, really good. That was Jason Blackbird Selman, everybody. I hope you're clapping at home. So,
I did want to say one thing before I leave. I wanted to make one announcement.
Yep.
If anyone's heard of Nomadic Massive, it's a live hip-hop group. So it's a full band. It's rappers rapping in English, French, Creole, Arabic, Spanish. And we're doing the Jazz Fest. So we're doing four shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're performing July 1st to July 4th at midnight at this place called the Savoy. Savoy is a club, a smaller club inside of Metropolis, and we're going to be there four nights in a row, and it's at midnight, and it's free. So if you're interested, you're going to be there at Jazz Fest, you should come out, because we're doing four different nights and working really hard, putting in a lot of work into it. I think it's going to be a great show. So, plus, it's free, you know, so you're not going to lose any money.
Everyone, reach out. You better listen to some good music in different languages.
Enjoy yourselves, you know?
Relax.
Go out with your girlfriend or something. I don't know.
You got a Nomadic track?
Oh, so we have a Nomadic song, actually. So we're about to play it right now.
Whatever, man. Where are they? They're supposed to be here now. I'm waiting here. I got the bus here. I'm taking up space. Where are they at? I don't care, man. I don't care. Nomadic, what? And how many? All right, well, if you say so, man, if you say so. Okay. Brazil? Okay. Yeah.
todo mundo frio, Canadá é nós que tá. Nomad de máximo, Universal Home, do Haiti ao Canadá, do Brasil ao Iraque, vai segurando.
Cause them up on you too, ayy. Run them, cause them a try fi run you. Try and turn you fool on. Leave you fi dead when they fill up you, ayy. With them dibby dibby talk and them dibby dibby walk. Watch how you gone, you know the way you did. Them sin you down and pray. While them stand up and take for your food, for your spirit, pan your back house and make keep your cool, make them feel it, yo. Cheap for them fool and build back for your quarter. Eat for them food, stay on track, drink your water. It no make no sense you running after. One man's dream is the next man's disaster. Dash way in my hands if I can't. If you fun, you live strong and got long. Both your business. Seamless, no move, no groove. Soon you guy live by your own time. And I know, gimme line. Fit they give your mind. Pandem, giddy grind. Why you losing time? And feel your pity losing fit. Make case I make harder. They moving circles, we moving forward.
We have his head on.
Mais la grippe Batman, t'imagines Paladin, nomadic c'est Selvan, pas j'en vends à la prenne, c'est le sèche copiman, fort de là ou n'en cas, combien de fois notre raca des espoirs, sans blague, on follow l'américain, on coué, on promesse qu'un polémique, polémique, ou mannequin, rétentoire chemin, décoller n'en plein, défendre croix aux anticorps, ou mon cher ou trop malin, nomadic ça fait le gars, on voyage en bus, le bus, customs office, get the best of us, forget the bus, bus it, on avance sous les sangs, boulet dans la foule, et laisse la vibe couler, oublie ceux qui jouent les la laisse le poison les sous les roulés sur l'or, c'est pas l'objectif. Casse la boîte, toi, sors dehors, hors subjectif, vive sélectif. Connect the right projects, got a flea market full of it. Lift every rock, toute une vérité à soulever. Recto sin escala, quien nos para, para de sin pena. Sin edición, crudo, no tengas miedo, prueba. Levanta el orgullo, do you, sois toi-même, être humain libre. Je vais où le temps m'amène.
Et je fonctionne selon mes fonctions.
What's the move in this world? Serve words with nerve.
No way that the crowd can sit down.
We have his hand on.
That was Moving Forward by Nomadic Massive. So, as you know, my segment is on tattoos and piercings. And basically, I want to get everyone's opinion on tattoos and piercings because a lot of people, especially now, like have a lot of tattoos and piercings. And like the other day, I was watching this movie called Modify, and that horrified me. But it's art, and a lot of people don't look at it as art. Like, they think that just because someone has, like, their ears stretched, that, like, oh, that person's weird, or, like, they're odd, or they're crazy, or something like that, or, like, they worship the devil, or something like that. But it's not anything like that. Like, you shouldn't be judging people for, like, what they think is art. Like, that's their body. Let them do what they want. So, basically, I want to ask Reno Valley, what do you think about tattoos and piercings?
Tattoos and piercings. I'm gonna say, like, for tattoos personally, like, I don't know, like, not everyone wants one, but like, pretty sure like a majority of the listeners either have one or want one. I know me myself, I want one, so maybe I might be getting one of those later on. Piercings, like, you know, like it's your body. Like, who cares what people say about your body? It's your body. Like, You are born with this body, okay? You are free to do with what you want with it, okay? If you feel like making some big, like, fish or something tattooed on your arm, like, do it. It's your body, if that's what you like, if that's your way of expressing yourself, why not? Just, it's yourself, you know? Be you. Don't be what people on TV or on these posters tell you to be. Be yourself. Be original.
And yes, my J Fresh.
Well, I mean, like, yo, if you're gonna do a tattoo, do it for a reason too, you know? Don't do it just to do it. Just have a good reason for it. That's all.
Titan, let me hear it.
Ah, man, tattoos and piercings, I mean, people's personal expressions, people's personal arts, but I mean, don't abuse it. Don't go too far and tattoo up and pierce up your whole body. That's a bit ridiculous now. I like seeing, you know, 1-2 piercing somewhere looking cool, a 1-2 nice design tattoo somewhere on the body. But I mean, like, excessive use of it, that's a bit much now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so in the studio, I love this lady. Like, she's the best in the world. Her name is Michaela. She is our coordinator for Love, and she's the one who helped us get into the studio today, along with Chesco. We didn't forget about you, you know? Michaela has tattoos, and she has some really sick tattoos. So I want to know, like, what is that, like, your art? Is that your way of expressing yourself?
I think definitely as I got older, it became something that I used to express myself. The older I got, I found that I tended to stop doing the other things that I use. So when I was younger, I was really angry, and I expressed myself in a lot of angry ways. I also wrote, like, poetry and stuff, and the less that I did that, the more I started to express myself through different types of art. I had a lot of piercings, too, when I was younger. As I got older, I didn't really like them, but I began to see that tattoos were really an art form, as a opposed to just like little stamps on your body. And so the pieces that I get, the older I get, are a lot more artistic with a lot more meaning. So yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for that. Is there anybody in the room who's against tattoos and piercings? Anyone? Any takers?
Who's against it? Let me see your hand.
Who doesn't like it? Nobody?
Cool. Well, that's a good thing.
That's good. That means you guys are not judgmental. I'm very happy about that. So yeah, basically that was, you know, I wanted to talk about that because not a lot of people, like, a lot of people actually say that, like, you know, tattoos and piercings are, like, not it. Like, some people, like, I know, especially, like, parents from, like, the West Indies and stuff like that, like, you guys grew up, like, you guys are like, wait, 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 now, wait, come bar up your nose, and da, 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 da. Yes, yes, mom, I'm talking about you, too. And, like, you know, like, you know, but it's, like, that's, like, in a way, yes, I know we're young, so, like, when we get older, it's like, if that's the way we want to express our art, then, you know, we shouldn't really be stopped. But in a way, you guys have ways to give us licks, you know. But, yeah, you know, but I like, me personally, I love tattoos and piercings. Like, I like, the fact that even though, like, some tattoos are not, they're, like, meaningless, I find that it's still art. That's just your way of expressing or saying something. Like, that's your message. It's, like, your own personal message. It's just, like, an inside joke. So it's, like, inside of you, you know?
So if I got, like, a huge, like, Decepticon icon tatted on my face, what would you say about
I'd
that?
I'd be hearted, but, hey, that's what you want to do, you know? It's your face.
I'd be like, why'd you do it? For what reason?
My reason is because I love Transformers.
Well,
that's my
that's
reason.
A good reason. That's a good reason.
That gives every 4-year-old a reason to get that giant tattoo.
Right, and then you're going to see a whole bunch of children walk around with Transformers on their face. No,
yes.
Not really.
I am recruiting a mini Renobot. Renobots. So, you know, all you have to do is go to the nearest tattoo parlor and tattoo my face on the back of your neck.
Don't do it. That. Nobody do it. Please
do
don't
it.
Listen to him.
Don't listen to do him. It.
So yes, thank you guys so much for being a part of my segment.
Yay.
And stay tuned, everybody. CKUT 90.3 FM.
So unimaginable.
So you just heard the track Wonderful by our beautiful Chanel. Before that, you heard a piece by me on Art and Expression, and I did an interview.
I love when that happens. It's like soothing music right. while you're talking.
You know? I'm like talking to nobody. Okay, so you just heard the track Wonderful by our beautiful Chanel. And before that, you heard a piece by me on Art and Expression. And I did an interview with our Jason Blackbird Selman. And you are now listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or www.ckut.ca online. We are Generation Z hosting Soul Perspectives. Up next, you'll hear a piece from Tavon on hip-hop in Montreal.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
All the listeners, what's up?
Big ups. You already know.
M-City Solo, we got him on the phones. It's poppin', M-City.
I'm just here doing my thing, yo. About to go to the studio, actually. What are you guys good with?
We're out here, Generation Z, live in CKUT. We got it going crazy right now, you know what I mean? We got a couple artists from your show. Teen Fest is coming up in the studio live, actually, and we got you on the phone. We're about to get it popping, you know what I mean?
Right. Shout out to the Teen Fest fam over there. You already know.
Solo, what to do, what to do.
Midnight.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's midnight.
We got Chanel in here, too.
Hey.
Chanel's in the house, all right. The Teen Fest, you got the clean team over there, I like that.
Yeah, that's what's up. We're swagging it out over here.
So before we get to the gold, I just want to let everyone know, for those of you who don't know, this July 2nd coming up at Palais de Congress, 12 p.m. sharp, Montreal Teen Fest, be there or be square, you know what I mean?
Yep.
About to get to talk to three artists from the show before the show. It's exclusive interviews, you know what I mean? We're here at CKUT Generation Z.
Yeah.
So anyways, M-City, Midnight Star, Chanel, I want you guys to tell me a little bit about how you guys got involved with the Montreal Teen Fest.
Alright, well, I'll kick it off because I can't see nobody, so I'll just kick it off. I got involved because I'm a part of the Music With Meaning tour. We're a tour that's been doing high schools, well, performing in high schools for the last 5 years, and we were looking for a way to celebrate our 5 years, and we hooked up with Justice. Justice had this idea of doing the Teen Fest. Well, we didn't just hook up with Justice. We got hooked up through Bad News Brown. Rest in peace. And basically, with that hookup, we did what we were doing, what we're doing now, and we met up, we made this happen, and Teen Fest is going down. Well, that's how I got involved.
Okay. What about you?
Ladies first, you want me to take over?
You can take it, thanks.
All right, personally, myself, I got involved. For those of you who don't know, Justice is the head of LaSalle Caribbean, and he's also the head of Montreal Teen Fest. So I kind of linked up with him. He's had my back throughout the last few years as far as my music career is concerned. So when he told me about the event, I kind of just jumped on the bandwagon and said, whatever you're doing, I'm gonna ride with you. And Teen Fest is probably about to be the biggest event of the summer. So, yep. I mean, I don't think I chose a wrong bandwagon to hop on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. What about you, Chanel? Tell us about how you got involved.
Yeah, I feel the same way as Midnight, but I got involved in kind of a weird way. But Miss V, I don't know if any of you know Miss V. She's very high up in the organization of this event. And her daughter's a very good friend of mine, and she knows I've been singing for a while. So she basically told me you'd be probably a good act to put on this, because she knows I sing a lot to teens and I do a lot of events for younger audiences, because I like to have a positive message through my music, even though it's house and, you know, it's kind of popular vibe right now. Like, I like to talk about something that people can relate to and understand, so that's pretty much why I got on the event. So
all right.
What's
up, City?
I just want to make sure the whole city's out there. July 2nd, it's going down.
$30 tickets, $40 tickets gets you closer to the stage. You can reach out and you can touch your favorite artist, shake hands, catch giveaways. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good opportunity, you know what I mean? A good way to spend your money, you know what I mean? Local artists, local talent. As long as some Young Money entertainers we got coming out, gutta, and a lot of good expectations from the show. You know, I'm excited for it.
And it's not just the show. It's also a learn to earn event.
It's a family event. It's not just a show. You could come out, bring your kids. There's going to be all sorts of indoor events. There's going to be indoor bungee jumping. I mean, all kinds of balloon things. We're going to have workshops set up. So if you guys, anybody has any questions about any careers they're looking into, there's a job fair that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a show. It's an event for the city, for the team, for the youth.
It's crazy.
Let's get it.
It's crazy. It sounds like a lot to look forward to.
Definitely.
Just Montreal spring bling. Wow. You know what I mean? BET got their spring bling. Montreal, this is what we do, baby.
All right.
So, M-City, you were telling me about you got involved with Bad News Brown helped you get involved with this show, you know, LA Bad News. And I remember earlier on, I was hearing Chanel tell me that she dropped her house mix in the same studio as Bad News Brown. I want to hear a little bit about that, getting to be in the same studio as him. How did it feel?
Well, it felt amazing then because I didn't really know how big he was. I didn't meet him through his music. I met him actually through a friend who knew him on personal level. And he was always kind of like, you know, he always had that kind of star attitude, like not a conceited way, and kind of like somebody humble. Who knows what's up, you know, like he was very nice, he was very kind, he was humble. I even went to Toronto with him and his crew before they were opening up for Sean Paul across Canada. So I went to Toronto for that show with them, and I was amazed at how laid back he was, how relaxed he made everybody else feel when he was the star. You know, he was the artist having to do his thing out there. I was very amazed at that. So I always really respected Bad News. You know, he was kind of like in his own thing, you know.
Rest in power, for sure.
That's right.
So I just want to get a feel. I want to know, I'm going to start with MCD Solo. Tell me, what exactly is your goal? What do you want to get out of this Teen Fest event? It's not just a show, you know what I mean? You guys are trying to do a big thing with the teens. I want to know what's really getting you to do it.
My goal, really, other than smashing the stage into pieces, other than that, my goal is really for the youth to leave with a message and to leave with solutions. Because throughout the tour, we've been explaining to them that they don't have to be like everyone else, but we haven't been able to actually provide them with a solution. So now Teen Fest, with this job fair, they can come out and they can check out the solutions they've been looking for. So I really want everyone to leave with more knowledge than what they came in with.
All right.
That's pretty much it, yeah. And if these guys could get a job, that'll be good too.
And what about you, Midnight? What's your objectives of performing on that stage?
My objective of performing at Teen Fest, for the teens to come out and enjoy themselves, make sure that they understand that music does have meaning, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just write down music and don't really have no substance to what they're saying, you know what I mean? But if you got substance, then you really have a message. And if you can put your message into music and make people actually listen to it and come out and enjoy it, you know what I mean? Then you're just enhancing the fun for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they could come out, enjoy, as Solo said, they can enjoy the little games, the events that we got going on the side. But then once it's time to walk over to the stage, you know you're not going to be disappointed once you come over to the stage, you know? So It's 100% guaranteed you will enjoy yourself. Make sure you get your tickets. You can get them online. You can holler at myself on Facebook. You can holler at Solo, Chris Taylor, Chanel, LaSalle Caribbean. We got the website, montrealteamfest.com. You can go online. The schools, if you guys go to school, the teenagers can still get the tickets online for $20. You know what I'm saying? You're not necessarily going to be as close to the stars as you want to be unless you cop them $30, $40 tickets, but... You'll get your ticket for $20 at a nice discount,
yeah, man,
you know?
Just get in the building. That's what your job is. Get in the building, and you will definitely not regret it.
That's right.
You never see this many acts in one place.
Never.
And it's not just hip-hop. You got house music, like from Chanel. You got R&B. You got hip-hop. I mean, it's everything. So come out and just enjoy yourself, pretty much. Get them tickets.
Yes, sir.
All right. So... before we wrap this up, I want to hear from Chanel one more time. Tell me, Chanel, what do you expect from Teen Fest 2011? I mean, it's expected to be a big show. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I think Montreal needs something like that. You know, Montreal's a city full of talent, full of gems. You know, I call them like secrets of the city because we don't get out there. And, you know, I think artists need a venue like that, something where youth is involved, something big, something that can be recognized internationally. I mean, that's what we need, you know, because we're an international city, but we have not that much, you know, concrete things to show for it, to be honest. Like, that's how I feel. Talk.
That's great. That's great.
That's it.
All right. All right. All right. I want to thank you guys, you know what I mean, for giving us some words, of some good words, you know what I mean?
Thank you for having me, man.
Thanks for having us, yo. Shout out to this movement. The youth, you guys is doing it big. Shouts for calling me. All that is big. Teen Fest, July 2nd, it's going down. I'm going to keep repeating it. I'm going to get, like, Diddy, take that. Make sure you guys get them tickets. MontrealTeenFest.com. Check me out. It's going to be live.
All right. So before we get out of here and get a quick sneak peek of a soundtrack from the show, I just want to let y'all know that we have two free tickets to give away on behalf of the Teen Fest, you know what I mean? Two callers, lucky callers. Give us a call, 504-448-4013, and you'll be able to get yourself some tickets to the hot Teen Fest.
Make it, get some tickets.
We make it, like, can y'all, like, earn the tickets? Because the motto is learn to earn, so can they, like, earn the tickets? Can you name me at least two artists that are on the bill?
Aside from myself,
Solo, and Chanel, can y'all name me two artists that are on the bill?
All right, so that's what
it's learn to
do.
Earn. We can't just give them away.
Yeah, we can't give them away.
You got to learn to earn, baby.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So that's a 1,000,000% right there.
The first two callers we get on air here to tell us two artists that we'll be featuring in the show, besides the three artists we had featured on the show here today, will earn themselves some free tickets to the show.
That's what's up.
Just
all right,
y'all,
I'm about to go do this studio business. Thanks for hollering at me again. It's MCD Solo. I'm signing out, yo.
All right, MCD Solo. And don't forget those callers, those tickets. You want them. 514-448-4013. Once more time, 514-448-4013.
Yep.
And now we're going to get a sneak peek soundtrack from the show. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is Generation Z on CKUT 103.
She nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. She nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger on a million, and why I got your right leg. She nothing like me. Swagger on a million. Trillion, gazillion. Walking by a billion. I Twitter them. I ain't in the following. I'm about to hit the mall again and cause a problem. Things that like a robber. See, they ain't nothing like me. Got these bitches modeling. Say, bitch, you that be hollering. Say, you ain't nothing like me. I get my wish profiting. Hit it for the Emma Whitney. Why? Call me super duper fly like Emma. Yes, it's why, Mr. Mina. You ain't nothing like me. I am hella cleaner. Black Mr. Clean. Only thing you smell is reefer. Mr. 420 taking all the cigarettes. See ya. Hold up, that was rude. Hi, nice to meet ya. What's up, how you doing? You hotter than ether. Baby, what's your name? Tell me what you drinking. Bet the neighbors know my name by the end of the evening. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. Cause you nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger run a million. That's why I got your right thing. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. Cause you nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger run a million. That's why I got your right thing. Who tryna lose their eye? Who tryna lose their mind? I'm so original. Your style is back in time. And now I'm so about my grind. Like Muhammad in his prime. And I still be getting paper. Right on working 9 to 5. No lie, no turkey, no jive. I hawk and spit like 4-5. You hating and I know why. My swagger got me so fly. The hottest things is live vibe. Make sure they call me Dada. Expensive taste like Prada. Left to the bank like ha-ha. I get it, you got nada. You mad cause I'm a problem. Drop bombs like I'm Osama. So how they name me Summer. Good luck trying to find another. No beef, but I'm busy buzzing. Got more chicks than make loving. And I don't even love her. My swagger got on bugging. So they say I'm like a druggin'. She just can't get enough of this double chocolate brother. Cause she's my cologne. Smokin' cuss for iPhone. Before we hit the stage, had a cuss for I got on. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. She nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger run a million. That's why I got your right. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. She nothing like me. Like me, ain't nothing like me. Swagger run a million, that's why I got your right thing.
101.3 FM.
After the Montreal Carry Fiesta, experience Jamaica in a day. On Saturday, July 9th, it's the return of Jamaica Day. A free, fun-filled day with live artists, cricket matches, and games for kids. Also performing live from Jamaica, Conscience. Saturday, July 9th at the Parc Jean Drapeau. Free Metro passes available to go to Jamaica Day. Call 514-737-8229 or visit jam-montreal.com.
Fiesta is back, and the carnival fever will once again take over the streets of Montreal. The parade starts at the corner of Guy and René Lévesque. Lots of beautiful costumes will be on display. Colorful floats playing the hottest in soca, calypso, and reggae music, as well as the sweet sounds of the steel pan orchestras. This year, there will also be a free ice cream giveaway for children from TD Bank. Carol Fiesta, Saturday, July 9th. For more information, log on to the official website at www.carolfiesta.com.
Yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you're listening to C. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you're listening to K. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you're listening to CKUT, and the place to be on the box of T.O.P.
Looking for great shows you can actually afford this Jazz Fest? Come to the Ghetto Shul, located at 3458 Park Avenue between Sherbrooke and Milton. Featuring Juno award-winning reggae artist Mikey Dangerous.
It's Mikey Dangerous!
And New York's Soul Farm, and some of Montreal's top musicians. Check us out at www.nightsatghettoshul.com. June 27th and 30th, July 2nd and 3rd. Live, reggae, jazz, Hasidic klezmer, and more. The Ghetto Shul is the place to be this Jazz Fest. Visit us online, www.nightsatghettoshul.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
All right, you just heard a world premiere from Midnight called Nothing Like Me. Before that, you had a Titans piece on hip-hop in Montreal. Yeah, I can't say it. Like, oh, man, I enjoyed that. I had to say it. I enjoyed that. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or www.ckut.ca online. We are Generation Z hosting Soul Perspective. Up next, you'll hear, right now, actually, you'll hear Jay Fresh on his piece on youth and technology. So, stay fresh.
Right now, I just have a few questions for everyone here. Like,
alright, lay them out.
What devices do you use to reach others?
Alright, can I go first on this one?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Alright.
No one cares.
Me, Reno Valet, I use the common thing now known as the BB. Or also known as the BlackBerry.
BlackBerry. More like CrackBerry.
It's not
it's
a crack.
Addictive.
Okay, no. The thing is, there's some people. There's people who abuse it, and there's people who just like open their phone every time someone messages it. I'm the one who always opens my phone every time someone messages.
That's
me.
That's the addict.
Yeah. I don't abuse it. And shout out to all my BBM users. Yes, yeah, everybody, put your BBM up or your BlackBerry.
Look at these addicts, man.
Yeah, iPhone.
No, iPhone.
No, I'm sorry.
No, iPhone.
Anyways, it's still a...
If you're a businesswoman or a businessman, BlackBerry is the way to go. That's all I have to say.
So,
you guys should see me in my suit inside the studio.
You mean to say if you're a driver and you want to crash, BlackBerry is the way to go?
Well, you're telling me you can't crash with the iPhone either?
No, it's all touchscreen. What are you
exactly
talking about?
That was actually... Excuse me, that was actually something I had to talk about too. It's very good to have a Bluetooth, you know, hands-free.
That's true.
Hands-free, and they're talking about touchscreen.
Yep. From a distance.
Donna, mm-hmm. What device do you usually use to reach others?
I either call their phone or walk to their house.
So yeah, basically, because you know that's how we started. We didn't have the phones before, okay. So like we didn't have phones, yeah. We didn't have computers, we didn't have all that, you know. So like me, I'm like, I don't know, like me, I always say like I'm supposed to be like a 60s 80s type child, because yeah. I don't like today's no
caveman years.
Like it.
Yeah,
yeah. No, basically, it's not caveman
years. Basically, man power.
Exactly, but it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's fun. You have your little cell phone, you have your little gadgets on it, whatever. But sometimes it's just nice to like, you know, just everyone just meet up and just, you know, have like a real live conversation. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I like that too. You know, walk in the parks.
Yeah. You know, take the fresh breeze. Why you always want to stay stick up in your house and just talking on the phone all the time?
Yeah.
That's gonna give you brain cancer. Sir, and then you guys
are like, oh mom, I went outside. Don't you smell the fresh air? And you guys spraying Febreze up in your room,
yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff don't work, yo.
Titan,
what up?
What do you use to each other's?
My cell phone.
Yeah.
A Facebook. What about you?
I use my cell phone too.
For real, you have a BlackBerry?
Yeah, yeah. I have another question though. Do you have like a favorite device, like computer or something else you love to use? Like, which one do you use the most?
Well, is that directed to me since you're staring at me?
Yeah, Nate. Sorry, my bad.
It's Reno Valet. Get it straight. Okay. Personally, well, it's basically whenever I'm out or like not like in the house, I would have to be like, my BlackBerry is like my laptop. My BlackBerry is my computer. So basically, that's how everything interconnects with, like, my Hotmail and everything's on there, like, my personal information. So all you guys are planning to, like, hijack me or something, stop it. And, when I'm in my house, you know, I'm on the computer, you know, because everybody wants a Facebook chat, the new MSN, Facebook chat.
I don't get it, though. You said if you want to, like, hijack me, you know, because you keep all your stuff on your BlackBerry.
Yes.
I don't understand why they call it a smartphone. It's not smart at all.
I don't get why they call it that either.
If you steal some, anyways.
I have a few facts here about Twitter.
Twitter.
Let's see, Twitter offers a social networking and microblogging service, which is like you can basically just say what you're doing, where you are, and it's like up to 140 characters. They're called tweets. they're visible by default. Whoever you're following, whoever's following you, they can see it.
It's like a public tracking device.
You can do it like by texting or just going on the website on your computer. Also, I want to talk about television. Television influences a lot of kids and teenagers. In positive and negative ways. It can teach kids, like the ages 6 and 7, whatever. It teaches kids how to spell. They help with math sometimes, I see on the channels. How to deal with everyday situations, like someone isn't breathing properly, got into an accident, or yeah, they're just in trouble, you know? Teach you to call 911. And I'm hoping parents teach their kids to dial 911 when there's a problem. When you're going outside, you got the weather on the TV, you know? Just to make sure. If it's gonna rain, you get your umbrella.
What if it's wrong?
I use most of that. Twitter, Facebook. I watch plenty of videos on YouTube. I'm sure everyone here does too.
I bet you're like their number one fan in like the most videos.
Yeah, I can tell you. I barely see you tweet, so I don't know how. Anyways, you use Twitter, yo.
Yeah, that's the.
I don't see you tweet one.
That's
thing.
Pretty much the end of my segment. But yeah,
tweet.
I don't get how you guys are all Twitter users. You guys know you're promoting. Follow me on Twitter at @LB_Titan. I'm
okay.
A tweeter.
Well, since Titan's doing that, follow me at @TheRealTyphoon on Twitter.
You can follow me at @TheRealJFresh with a Z after the S, okay? Don't forget that.
But follow me first.
All right, so yo, listen. I'm sorry to cut you guys off, but it's your boy, T-I-T-A-N. I'd like to take this opportunity to play a personal soundtrack of mine. Local artist in the Montreal area. Yes, I am. Shout out to everyone in T-Fest. Unfortunately, I'm not in it this year. Hopefully, I'll be in it next year. But anyways, check out the soundtrack. It's pretty nice. It's by yours truly.
It's your boy. T-I-T-A-N. And I'm only getting... This money I gotta make, and I'm only getting I got money in the bank, and I'm only getting I'm addicted to the dough, and I'm only getting I get it get it at all times. My stardom is all shine. I'ma go hard, but it's all mine. Whether I'm working a 9-to-5 or hard grind, been here for a long time. No plans for home soon. I'ma be here midnight to high noon. And these dudes doesn't talk, I just laugh at a hater. Stack stand tall like a city skyscraper. I do me, so you do you. Niggas hating on me, well, what's new? Don't even bother to ask why. I know it's cause I stay fly. I know it's cause mine comes fast. You just check some upfront cash. If a nigga want beef, there's a Mac in the closet. Come through fast like direct deposit. I be on the blocks in the streets of my hood. Stacking this guap, niggas know what's good. And I'ma make change, cause these niggas sound bummy. If you ain't making dollars, they ain't need to stand for me. I don't understand why these dudes tryna clown me. They don't understand, I be snacking on the brownies. I got paper in the crib, in the base of the trunk. Plus I got bars, so I leave a nigga drunk. And I'm only getting paper, Get this money I gotta make, and I'm only getting I got money in the bank, and I'm only getting I'm addicted to the dough, and I'm only getting
Yup.
All right, so you just heard Only Getting Paper by our only Titan.
Yep,
you know,
yep, that's me.
So for those Teen Fest tickets, we only got one caller. So if you guys are still looking for tickets, y'all need to call, man. If you guys really want those tickets, come on.
What's wrong with you? They're like $40. You guys aren't calling. Wow.
No, I think they're going up to 50 soon, too.
Oh, wow. Watch everyone who at the line, like, damn, I should have called CKUT.
Yeah, exactly.
Call now.
Okay, so call 514-448-4013.
I don't think they heard you.
514-448-4013.
You know. One more time.
514-448-4013.
That's it, CKUT.
So now we got our Reno Valet.
Yeah,
with Abuse of Power. So what you saying?
Abuse of Power. All right. First of all, I promised people that I would give them a little shout out. So the Facebook shout outs go to Josh Rivera, Monica Ross. Who else? There's more people. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Really? You got to support your people, you know. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, Veronica D'Angelo. I want to give a little shout out to my girl in the studio, though. Shy, you know I like
her. Hey, this is my time, okay?
It don't matter.
Your time passed. Okay, anyway. Anyhow, and shout out to all the Timmins. Okay. Basically, I want to give a shout out to Options 2, High School 2, for graduating. But, into a... Woo! Yeah, we can just clap it up.
Congratulations to the graduating class of
2011. Graduation class. Okay, so basically, I want to talk about power in society. And I'm just going to list, like, a few people who hold power. So, number one power, the government. Yes. Then the harassers, the police. Then teachers. Then your parents. You know, law enforcement, the lawyers, whatever. You also have power. You have power as a youth or as a person listening. You have power. Also, you have the power of God. That's all power. There's a whole bunch of power. But now to get into my segment, our world has like a system, and it's like the system's like designed to keep people in unjust or unequal positions. And is held in several interrelated expressions of power. Political power. Yes. All you people who watch the news and stuff. And economy. And all that stuff. Physical force. All that. And, yeah. So basically, I want to ask some questions around the table also. So I'm gonna shout this one out to Jay Fresh right here. What people do you think hold like abuse their power in society?
Whoa, for real, the police, like too much. Like they sometimes they get out of control. They like literally hit us youth with their sticks and stuff. Like, nah, and I don't think
I was a witness to that.
I don't think that should be happening.
I'm gonna shout out to Rainbow, the host on the other side.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think teens have powers nowadays, and if so, how?
We have power because of the fact that now I find that we're like, okay, you know what? We're tired of getting pushed aside, you know? So now we're taking charge of our lives. We're doing different things. Like, we have artists, we have musicians, we have, you know, students that are making it big. Like, some people are still in high school and they're still well known. They're doing what they want to do. They're doing what makes them feel comfortable, you know? So I find that, you know, just kids, teenagers, and young adults are really moving up with everything. Like, they're really taking charge, and they know that now they know they have power. They know about it now because we're putting it out there, we're making it known, we put it in our commercials, on TV, on the radio, and everything. So it's like out there. So now people are like, you know what? I'm gonna take charge now.
I just have like something to say. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. You can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to.
The limit is the sky. The sky is the limit.
No, there is no sky, yo. You're in for the stars. And if you can't make the stars, you drop on the cloud.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. In for the stars. So, basically, I just want to, like, say, even if there's people who hold power, and yet they, you think they're the good people, but they're really not. Like, if you guys seen our environment today, like, our environment is, like, disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting. And Canada, for one, actually entered it's called the Kyoto Protocol a while back in I believe 2008 or no 2006 actually. And they had like a commitment to actually like clean up the environment, and they actually backed out of that. So yeah, so far it's only Montreal that's actually kept their part of the deal, and the rest of Canada backed out.
I love my city.
Yeah. I love Montreal.
I have to say, big ups for Montreal.
Yeah.
And I just basically, it's the end of my segment, you know.
514.
So like, you know, 514. I'm Reno Valet. I'm the host. I'm the host. I just have to say, you guys have to go on YouTube. I want more views on my video. I'm serious. Go on YouTube. Renovalay. Go check it out right now.
Yep.
Okay, so now I want to give a shout out to Naomi. If you're listening, girl, it's for you. And now we're about to play Bad News Brown Ring.
Let go.
Rest in power, Bad News Brown, Generation Z, CKUT
1. 90.3.
I love
90.3.
It.
FM.
Number one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Is health on earth.
Salud en la tierra.
Dinyan en salud.
It's the heart of the island.
Briut faulam.
Pour la santé sur la terre.
Gesund in welt.
Dinong es aigai.
Afianzuri duniani.
Saúde para todo mundo.
Manquet en direct night.
Prithivi monte shuri ne jokma.
سلامت در جهان
زهاش زدرالی
تینکان در سجیه
اپومودین و اساسی سو
ستروی ناجم
لا سالوت سوپر
هلت آنر.
Welcome to Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Francois, and I will be your host for today. First, due to the increase of COVID-19 cases in the last few days, the Quebec government has decided to completely shut down all non-essential businesses for 3 to 4 weeks starting Saturday, including schools. Students will be asked to stay home. Further details should come either today or tomorrow. It is not clear whether classes will be given online. Also, a few days ago, a few Canada's government officials gave non-online